Maha, DeSantis to sign bill banning localities from unilaterally adding fluoride in Florida's water supply. By Hannah Knudsen on May 7, 2025. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is readying to sign SB 700, which, in part, stops local governments from unilaterally adding fluoride to the water supply. It comes as part of the Florida Farm Bill, which DeSantis has been in favor of. The governor appeared in Miami on Tuesday to support the measure, which he said bans local governments from unilaterally adding fluoride to public drinking water. "We have other ways where people can get access to fluoride," DeSantis said during his remarks. "When you do this in the water supply, you're taking away a choice of someone who may not want to have overexposure to fluoride. And there have been studies done that there are impacts to pregnant women to children about having too much." DeSantis wrote on social media, "The free state of Florida says no to forced medication, and we're proud to lead the nation on this effort." DeSantis added. This comes as Florida's Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo has continued to speak out of the dangers of adding fluoride to the public water supply, advising that individuals can strengthen their teeth without consumption of this neurotoxin. He formally called on Florida communities to remove fluoride from the water supply in November 2024, and some localities followed suit. Due to the neuropsychiatric risk associated with fluoride exposure, particularly in pregnant women and children, and the wide availability of alternative sources of fluoride for dental health, the state surgeon general recommends against community water fluoridation, the guidance issued in December states. Related, fluoride in HHS crosshairs. RFK claims studies show fluoride lowers IQ. Adding fluoride to water increases the risk of neuropsychiatric disease in children and reduces their IQ. "We can strengthen teeth without consuming this neurotoxin," Ladapo said at the time. This aligns with the goals of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has described fluoride as an industrial waste associated with arthritis, bone fractures, bone cancer, IQ loss, neurodevelopmental disorders, and thyroid disease. Prior to this, Florida's Miami-Dade became one of the latest localities in the Sunshine State to vote to remove fluoride from the water supply. "Our residents are going to be able to make the choice themselves whether they want to ingest something that's usually prescribed by a doctor, or whether they can just have clean water," Commissioner Roberto Gonzalez, who sponsored the measure, said at the time. Editor's note: this post has been updated.